EAEnergy.com today.
And good morning, and welcome to the Bright Side Daily Edition, now coming at you 5 days a week on the Genesis Communication Network and on ZBS. I am Ben Fuchs, your nutritional pharmacist, and this is the show dedicated to the good news about health and wellness, the good news that no matter what health challenges we may be facing, the human body is always a healing and regenerating system, powerfully resilient and forever forgiving, but requiring raw materials to do its work, the raw materials we call nutrition and nutritional supplements. We encourage your phone calls on the Bright Side and questions and comments. Feel free to give us a call at 1-800-259-5791. This is the program dedicated to the wide world of nutritional supplementation. If you've got questions about supplements, about nutrition, about health issues, about ingredients, about skincare products, I am your nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using supplements where other practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs. That's because I look at the human body as a healing system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs raw materials to do its work. And that's what we're about here on the Bright Side. If you're interested in learning more about the longevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, you can give us a call at 1-800-259-5791, or you can send us an email at ben@ksco.com, and you can also sign up for more information and check out my blog at pharmacistben.com. Well, welcome to our new listeners, and welcome to our old listeners to the daily program, the daily edition of The Bright Side. I thought we'd start off the program talking about a new study that just came out that found that inexpensive toys and trinkets and jewelry being marketed to children may be a source of dangerous exposure to cadmium for young children. Up to 20,000 micrograms of cadmium can be released from these little toys upon chewing, and that, my friends, is not a good thing. Perhaps you remember last year that this nasty toxic mineral cadmium was found in an entire line of toys that was being marketed by Miley Cyrus at Walmart. The toys were tested by the Associated Press and found to contain high levels of toxic cadmium. Later last year, in June, cadmium was detected in the paint that was used on drinking glasses, promotional drinking glasses for Shrek, and I think it was Shrek, over at McDonald's restaurants, and they had to recall 12 million glasses of toxic cadmium-laden glasses. According to the United States Department of Labor, overexposure to cadmium can occur in even the tiniest of amounts. Cadmium is really toxic stuff, folks. In fact, it's probably among the most toxic of all the heavy metals. It's found in cigarette smoke and refined foods and seafood, especially in shellfish found in coastal waters. The pollution of our oceans is one of the great tragedies of our modern industrial civilization, and the poisoning of seafood with cadmium, among other heavy metals, is one of the more egregious examples of this toxicity. People who live along the coast, especially in third world countries, are forced to subsist on coastal seafood. They are especially prone to cadmium poisoning, and because cadmium is an industrial contaminant, it's found in irrigation water and sewage sludge, and even tap water and processed foods can contain small amounts of toxic cadmium. In fact, according to Dr. Lawrence Wilson, who is a famous cadmium researcher, cadmium has contaminated most of the water supply in the United States and much of the industrial world. Cadmium toxicity affects every single system of the body and may be involved in every single disease state you could think of, including cancer and diabetes, inflammatory diseases, kidney diseases, among others. Cadmium is especially notorious for causing thyroid problems, and it's especially developmental problems, and it's especially toxic to the brain. It's associated with antisocial behavior, with violent thoughts, as well as problems in children. Birth defects can be related to cadmium poisoning, and cadmium passes very easily from the placenta into the fetus. Coffee and tea, which are watered with irrigation water, has been poisoned with cadmium can contain toxic levels of the stuff, and the same goes for veggies. Cadmium is found in dust and rainwater, Pretty much it's found everywhere, folks, and especially found in crops like cereal grains and potatoes and green leafy vegetables and tobacco. Not only is cadmium found in tobacco, folks, but cigarette manufacturers will actually add cadmium to cigarette paper to slow down the burning of the paper and to make the paper stiffer. The same goes for marijuana rolling papers. Cadmium has a stiffening quality, and that's actually how it's used industrially. Cadmium is used to harden metals and give them a resistance to corrosion and tolerance for high temperatures. And this tough quality that industry likes so much is one of the reasons why cadmium is so toxic to the body. Cadmium is found in zinc ore. It's actually mined out of zinc ore, and that relationship to zinc is what accounts for much of the main problems associated with cadmium toxicity. And it also accounts for one of the ways that you can protect yourself from cadmium toxicity. See, under conditions of nutritional deficiency, the body will make do with whatever it can find. If zinc is not present, or if it's present at deficiency levels, the body will take in and absorb much higher levels of cadmium. This is another reason why zinc supplementation is one of the most vital nutritional supplement strategies that you can ever employ. In fact, even if you somehow are one of those crazy people that think it's not important to be on a nutritional supplement program, and I run into folks all the time who feel like it's not important to supplement, like everything they can get is in their foods and they don't want to be on a supplement program. If you're one of those folks, please at least get yourself on 50 milligrams of zinc and 4 milligrams of copper a day. Zinc and copper should always be taken together. Zinc deficiency is very, very common, and zinc deficiency accounts for a lot of health problems, including exacerbation of cadmium toxicity. And if you're smart enough to be on a nutritional supplement program, make sure it's giving you enough zinc and copper. Zinc is the single most critical mineral deficiency in the United States, and there's over 200 different chemical reactions in the body that can be affected. That means if you are deficient in zinc, and most people are, 200 different chemical reactions in your body will not be operating as they should. The biggest cause of zinc deficiency is ingestion of refined foods, which tend to be depleted of zinc. Eating refined sugar, drinking lots of fruit juices, drinking lots of soda pop can also cause deficiencies in zinc because zinc is very important for sugar processing. The more processing your body's doing, the more sugar processing your body's doing, the more deficient it is going to be in zinc. Alcohol, drugs, caffeine, in fact, anything that stresses the body can cause depletions of zinc. The adrenal glands, your body's main stress handling glands, are very dependent on zinc. If you're a vegetarian, you're also going to need to be extra vigilant about getting your zinc. Not only do vegetarian foods contain lower levels of zinc, but because of irrigation with cadmium-laden water, many vegetables and grains contain high levels of opposing cadmium. Remember, cadmium opposes zinc. Under deficiency conditions, the body will make do with what it can find that is similar in chemical structure. And if you look at the periodic table, you'll see that cadmium is positioned right under zinc. Interestingly, mercury sits right under cadmium, and taking more zinc can help you help protect you against mercury poisoning as well. In addition to zinc supplementation, there's some other strategies that you can employ to protect yourself from cadmium poisoning. These are nutritional supplementation strategies, and we'll talk about those when we come back from break. I'm Ben Fuchs. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We're here every day now, Monday through Friday, from 9 to 10 Mountain Time. That would be 8 to 9 Pacific Time. And what does that make it? 8 to 9 Pacific Time, so 10 to 11 Central Standard Time. 800-259-5791 is the number. 800-259-5791 is the number. If you've got questions about nutritional supplementation or anything we're talking about today, we welcome your phone calls. We're going to take a break on The Bright Side and come back after this. We encourage you to not go away. I'm Ben Fuchs. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network and the ZBS Radio Network. Don't go away. We'll be back after this break. There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And welcome back to The Bright Side. Thanks for joining America's us today, folks. 800-259-5791 is the number if you want to get on board today. 800-259-5791 is your number. PharmacistBen.com is my blog if you're interested in learning more about the longevity products, or if you want to sign up and help join me in the fight to help people understand how important nutritional supplementation is. There's a little sign-up link on the bottom of the blog page, PharmacistBen.com. www.canningjarlids.com. And I also try to update my blog on a regular basis. There's always some good information on there. I encourage you to check it out. Again, the number is 800-259-5791. We're talking about cadmium toxicity. And we are joined by my colleague of many, many years, Douglas Winfrey. Greetings, Doug.
Great to be with you.
Welcome to the bright side. Now you're on that funny connection with the phone. Usually it's me with on that funny
connection. Yeah, I'm on the weird connection now.
Is that how bad I sound? Oh, my gosh. Holy cow. Sounds like a – no, it doesn't sound bad, Douglas. I'm kidding. How many years have we been together doing this?
Probably 10, 12 years or more.
That's a long time, huh?
Gosh. Yep. I would have thought you would have gotten rid of me by now.
No, I love you, Doug, and I love having you aboard, too. So thanks for joining me. We're talking about cadmium today. I don't know if you heard the beginning of the program, but there was a study that came out that talked about how cadmium is being found in jewelry in kids' toys. And last year I mentioned that the Miley Cyrus line at Walmart was found to be contaminated with cadmium and some toys that were it's these Chinese toys that come in from Asia and from China, from Taiwan, seem to be contaminated with minerals. They don't have the same regulations that we have. And so when kids chew on these toys, they can suffer from some of the symptoms of cadmium poisoning in the brain, and some other developmental problems can ensue. And we were talking about how one of the best ways to protect yourself from all heavy metal poisoning, it turns out, is with minerals and even with colloidal mineral drinks. And I always get a kick out of people who – and I know you hear this all the time, Doug, too. People say they don't want to supplement. They don't want to have to get on a supplement program. They feel uncomfortable supplementing. But as we say, there's no way to get around it these days because of how the soils are depleted of nutrients. The plants are going to be depleted of nutrients. The animals that eat the plants are going to be depleted of nutrients. And the people that eat the animals and the plants – are also going to be depleted of nutrients. You just got to get yourself on a good nutritional supplement program. So we're talking about cadmium toxicity. And I know you have a couple stories that you want to mention, Doug, that are interesting, but I want to say one last thing about protection from cadmium, and that is that vitamin C is a wonderful chelating agent that not only supports the body's ability to clear out cadmium. Chelation, by the way, is a magnetic attraction that some substances have for heavy metals. So by chelating minerals, vitamin C actually magnetically pulls cadmium out of the body, and it's a wonderfully important supplement. But vitamin C also is important just as a general all-around boost for the immune system. So taking in enough vitamin C can be important for protection against cadmium poisoning. And selenium is a very, very important mineral that many people are deficient in. And in addition to zinc, selenium can be very powerful as a detoxifier of the body, not only by chelating or magnetically attracting cadmium, but selenium also acts like a little battery to activate the body's master antioxidant and master detoxifying element, which is glutathione. And we talk about glutathione a lot on this program, and we'll continue to talk about glutathione because it's your body's master antioxidant. A great strategy, by the way, for maintaining glutathione levels is actually intravenous glutathione. And you can get intravenous glutathione at a naturopath's office. Most physicians won't do it, but a naturopath, or sometimes I think chiropractors, will do IV glutathione. And even folks who have cancer have been found to get benefits from intravenous glutathione supplementation as well as intravenous vitamin C supplementation. So taking in enough selenium, making sure your glutathione levels are high, making sure you're getting enough zinc, and making sure you're getting enough vitamin C, these are all great strategies for protecting yourself from cadmium poisoning. When I was on Alex Jones on Friday, did you hear me on Alex, by the way, Douglas, on Friday?
I caught part of it, yeah. It was a great show.
We talked about iodine. The first thing Alex asked about was iodine, and because of the earthquake in Japan, whenever there's a nuclear reactors present near an earthquake site or there's worries about a meltdown, they're always thinking about supplementing folks with potassium iodide, which is a way to protect yourself from radioactive iodine, the idea being that when the body gets the good stuff, it won't take the bad stuff. And that is really a general theme when it comes to nutritional supplementation. If your body gets the good stuff, it won't absorb the bad stuff as readily. And that is an important theme in nutrition, and just another reason why you want to get yourself on a good nutritional supplement program like the one designed by Doc Wallach and all the folks at Youngevity. All right, Douglas, what do you got to share with us?
Well, you know, you had mentioned the importance of mineral supplementation and how some people have a hesitancy to do so. And I just want to remind people that, you know, the people that think you're going to get from the food, as you mentioned, are just sadly mistaken. The U.S. government actually put a report out that contended that all U.S. crop and range soils were devoid of most minerals. And that report came out, just back in 1934. So we've had depleted soils in this country for a long, long time. So anyone who believes the people that say you're going to get everything you need from the four basic food groups,
right.
they're looking at the wrong information. It's so imperative that people take any kind of nutritional supplementation very seriously, because it's just not possible to get it out of the food these days. If you know anything about agriculture, you'll know that when they do put things into the soil, it's generally just NPK, which helps the plants grow big and tall and look beautiful. However, the other minerals that you need are not there. So just another indication that this is very, very important in your life if you want to have good health. And something else that I found is that some medications may be less effective in summer months. And this is a study that was done at the Karolinska Institute in Stockholm, Sweden, published in the journal Drug Metabolism and Disposition. And what they found is, they looked at about 6,000 people, 70,000 blood samples, and found that those people that saw more sunlight during the sunny part of the year in Sweden, they had less ability to take use of immunosuppressing drugs that they were taking if they were on a transplant list. And what they're thinking, the active mechanism here, is the vitamin D that the body produces. And I know that you have some very, very big things that you like to talk about vitamin D, because most people, at least in the United States, are vitamin D deficient.
Isn't that interesting? You know, I've been talking about vitamin D deficiency since I started talking about nutrition on the radio and doing my presentations, which is about 15 years ago, because in pharmacy school they told us, and I graduated in 1986 from pharmacy school, and they told us that many people are deficient in this very important vitamin. Now, vitamin D, gosh, to a nutritionist, vitamin D is so fascinating, because first of all, vitamin D is not even a vitamin, technically, because it's made in your body, and by definition, vitamins are not made in the body. So vitamin D is technically not even a vitamin. Vitamin D is more akin to a hormone, and that's because every cell in your body, and you have 100 trillion of these little suckers, every cell in your body has a little space, not a little space, has thousands of little spaces called vitamin D receptors. That means that vitamin D actually acts as a hormone binder to these receptor sites and has hormone-like effects, which far transcends anything a vitamin can do. You know, vitamins are, by definition, coenzymes. They're called coenzymes because they help enzymes work. They're very important because without enzymes, we can't live, but they're cofactors. Vitamin D is not a cofactor, friends. Vitamin D is a factor, and it's a hormone factor, and that makes it vitally important, and that makes it singularly important in the world of vitamins. But there's something else that's important to recognize about vitamin D that nobody talks about, and I'm going to tell you what that is when we come back from break. 800-259-5791 is the number if you want to get on board. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs, along with Doug Winfrey. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network and on the ZBS Radio Network. We're here 5 days a week from 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time. We'll be back after this break. 800-259-5791 is the number. Don't go away. We got more good health information right after this.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forward, recording, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Back on the bright side, I'm Ben Fuchs, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements in my practice. I don't like using toxic pharmaceutical drugs. I also have been formulating skincare products for many years, and if you've got questions about supplementation or skincare products, then let me tell you something, folks. The skincare business is a nasty, nasty business because most skincare products are based on chemistry that is 100 years old plus. And I've been formulating skincare products for now going on 30 years. And I know a lot about the ingredients in skincare, and if you've got questions about skincare products or if you've got questions about nutritional supplementation, we encourage your calls at 800-259-5791. If you want to get on my blog, it's pharmacistben.com. And if you want to join me in my mission to help let the world know about the importance of nutritional supplementation, and if you want more information about the Longevity line of nutritional supplement products, get on my blog at pharmacistben.com. We're talking about cadmium today and vitamin D with my colleague and friend, Douglas Winfrey. Hey, Doug.
Oh, it's good to be with you once again.
Thank you.
I was thinking it might be a good idea for you to just briefly outline your background as to why you are a skincare expert.
Well, I will. Let me just finish up on this vitamin D. That's a good point, and I will do that in a moment. But let me just finish up on vitamin D. You know, we talk a lot about vitamin D, and it's hard to find a nutritional program or a nutritional magazine or a nutritional newsletter that somehow isn't mentioning vitamin D these days. And also, there's actually several journals that are dedicated to vitamin D research. We talked before we went to break about how vitamin D is more akin to a hormone. In fact, it is a hormone, technically speaking, rather than a vitamin, which is a coenzyme. There are actually vitamin D receptors on cells, and vitamin D is involved with turning on genetics at the nuclear level, at the DNA level. And, Doug, you mentioned how vitamin D is important for the immune system, a proper immune system functioning. But, you know, Doug, vitamin D is not even an active vitamin. Did you know that? Vitamin D is not active.
I knew that because I've listened to you.
Right. Vitamin D needs to be activated, and it needs to be activated by the liver and by the kidney. So if you do not have a healthy digestive system, if you don't have a healthy liver, and if you don't have a healthy kidney, you can take all the vitamin D you want, or you can go out and bake in the sun, but you're going to be vitamin D deficient, which is just another reason why you want to make sure that your digestive system is functioning as it should. And that includes, of course, the liver and the kidney. And one of these days, maybe even sometime this week, we're going to talk about what I call the triangle of disease. The triangle of disease is the core of every one of our symptomologies that we suffer from. Every symptom, in other words, whether it's fibromyalgia or headaches or muscle weakness or fatigue or whatever, anything you have, problems with your immune system, it can all be backtracked to what I call the triangle of disease, the three systems in the body, the digestive system, the blood sugar system, and the adrenal stress system, the three systems in the body that are behind every one of our symptomologies. And we will talk about that maybe later this week. Certainly we'll be talking about it on coming shows. So vitamin D is actually not really an active vitamin or hormone. Vitamin D needs to be activated by the liver and by the kidneys. If you have any liver problems, if you have any kidney problems, and everybody seems like has liver problems or even kidney problems, you're going to have problems activating vitamin D. You know, Doug, there's always
how
a new
would that manifest itself?
As vitamin D deficiencies?
Yes. I mean, how would a person know that they were deficient?
Most especially, it would show up as problems with calcium and calcium absorption, because vitamin D does zillions of things in the body, but probably its most important or most well-recognized role is in helping the body absorb calcium. So if your vitamin D is deficient, or if your vitamin D is not being activated, you're going to have calcium deficiency problems, and of course that can show up as bone problems like osteoporosis, or it can show up as blood pressure problems because calcium is involved in maintaining healthy blood pressure. It could show up as cardiovascular problems. It could show up as muscle problems. It could show up as everywhere where calcium is involved, and that is pretty much everywhere. You know, Doug, there's always a new disease, it seems like. Every couple of months we hear of a new disease and a new acronym disease. You want to hear the latest one? And I'll talk about my whole skincare connection here in a minute. But here's the latest one, and this one cracked me up. It's called NAFLD. And that stands for, this is the latest disease that everybody seems to be suffering from now. It's called NAFLD. It stands for non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And what it really means, basically, is that these days you don't have to be an alcoholic to have liver disease. And if you go to the doctor for your annual checkup and you're in your 40s or 50s, they'll just say it's normal for you to have liver disease, because these days all of us are suffering from what used to only affect alcoholics. Now, nothing says how sick our culture is. Nothing says how nutritionally deficient our culture is. Nothing says how toxic our culture is more than the fact that most people suffer from a disease that used to only affect alcoholics a mere 20 or 30 years ago. It's called NAFLD, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And do not let your physician or medical professional tell you that it is just a normal part of aging. It is not a normal part of aging, but it is a normal part of being nutritionally deficient and a normal part of being toxic and a normal part of our fast food, fast-paced 21st century American lifestyle. The way to get around it, the way to protect yourself, of course, from non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is to make sure you get yourself on a good nutritional supplement program and make sure you're not giving yourself all the crap, all the crappy foods that many of us tend to eat, especially in our fast-paced lifestyle. You know, one of the neat things, Doug, about nutritional supplementation is the more you supplement, the less prone you are to the ingestion of burgers and fries and all the things that we eat, all the fast foods that we eat. When the body has the nutrients that it needs, when its nutrient levels are appropriate, you're going to find that you're not craving the crappy food as readily. And once again, once you give the body the good stuff, whenever you give the body the good stuff, it is less prone to taking in the bad stuff. So if you're worried about your liver, or if you're thinking, and if your doctor's telling you, oh, it's just a normal part of aging, it's not a normal part of aging, you don't have to concern yourself with NAFLD if you're on a good nutritional supplement program and you're not putting in all the garbage foods that many of us tend to eat, especially when we're nutritionally
deficient. So why would that have cropped up just in the last 20 years? We've had burgers and fries longer than 20 years.
Toxicity accumulates, you know, pollution in the water, pollution in the air. We talked about how when you water vegetables with poison-laden water, the vegetables contain the poison, especially when there's not nutrients in the soil. It's just a rising level of toxicity. And more people are eating more and more crappy foods. You're right. We did have burgers and we did have fries 20 years ago, but doesn't it seem like people are ingesting more and more of these toxic foods with time? And Frankenfoods, these chemically refined foods, are increasing. They're not decreasing. They're increasing. So I think it has to do with an increasing load that people are suffering from. Even 20 or 30 years ago, it wasn't as bad as it is today. It seems like you think with more awareness, which we have more awareness today than we did 20 or 30 years ago, you think the situation would improve, but it's not improving. And things like NAFLD and all the other new acronym diseases that we suffer from on a regular basis are proof positive. You don't have NAFLD, do you, Douglas?
Not that I'm aware of, but I'll get myself checked out as soon as possible.
Do you ever go – do you do your annual checkup with a physician?
Actually, I went and had a checkup about a year ago, and that was the first one I'd had in about 30 years.
You know, I can't bring myself to do it. You know, and by the way, when people go to physicians to get themselves tested, when they have their prostate examined or they're examined for colorectal cancers and things like that, one of the things that people don't realize is that doctors are always basing your test levels against standardized tests, standardized measurements. Who do you think sets these standards for good health? We'll talk about that when we come back from break. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side. We're here every day now, 5 days a week, on the Genesis Communication Network and the ZBS Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. I'm pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity nutritional supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
And welcome back to The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs and Doug Winfrey here on the ZBS Radio Network and the Genesis Communication Network. We're here 5 days a week now, from 8 to 9 Pacific Time, from 10 to 11 Central Time. 800-259-5791 is the number if you've got questions about nutrition or the longevity products or skincare. We're here to help you out. I'm a nutritional pharmacist from Colorado, and we're talking today about a lot of things. Cadmium. We started the program off talking about cadmium toxicity and ways that you can protect yourself from cadmium toxicity. Before we went to break, I mentioned how when you go get your blood pressure checked or your insulin checked or your blood sugar checked or your cholesterol levels checked, the doctors are always checking your numbers against standardized numbers and seeing how you fit in with those standardized numbers. Well, first of all, aside from the fact that there's no such thing as a standard human being, there's no normal numbers, and just because your numbers are low or high doesn't necessarily mean that you're sick or not sick. The standardized test, the standardized numbers are set by companies that are selling products, specifically drug companies. Did you know drug companies set the cholesterol levels, standardized cholesterol levels, and
yeah,
blood pressure
they,
levels?
They also lowered their guideline to under 100
right.
about 2 years ago, which is right. enough to kill most people.
Yeah, they lowered the guidelines and they raised the guidelines so they could sell more prescription drugs, which is one of the reasons why I am very skeptical about the whole profession of medicine, with the exception of surgery. If you have if you have a broken arm or a broken leg, you get hit by a bus or you get hit by a car or you have a heart attack, you do need to have good surgeons, and I have the utmost of respect for surgical medicine, or what we call heroic medicine. It's really ambulatory medicine that is an abject failure, and it's a failure largely because it bases human beings who are individuals on so-called normal standards, which are set by the foxes that are running the hen houses, so to speak.
And you also have to question the ability to do the test itself. You were asking me when the last time I had gone and had a checkup was. It was about almost a year ago right now, and I had the whole battery of things tested. And then, of course, I went back for the consult a week or so later after the test results came back, and I was told, oh, your PSA levels are elevated. And I'm like, well, what were the numbers? And they told me the numbers, and they weren't all that bad. And then I reminded the physician I was speaking with, who was not the one that did the test, that they performed the digital exam prior to taking blood from me, you know, like maybe 30 minutes earlier, which it's been known for several years that the digital exam itself can raise the specific antigen levels because it irritates the prostate when they're in there doing their test.
Right.
I just looked at the guy and said, well, that's understandable. And he goes, really? And I said, yeah, because your doctor performed the digital exam first before she drew blood. And he kind of looked at me. And I couldn't tell if he was wondering whether I knew what I was talking about or whether he even knew the difference between doing the test after you draw blood.
So if you didn't know that, Douglas, you could have gotten all kinds of – you might have gotten a whole therapeutic program based on pharmaceuticals or even based on surgery to help lower those numbers. If you didn't say that, if you didn't know that.
The surgery, you know, there's a really high risk to becoming incontinent and impotent after the surgery if it's not performed correctly. So certainly it's something that you and I have talked about in the past on other radio programs, and we'll continue talking about this program, and that is that – it is imperative that people become their own health advocate.
Absolutely.
You're finding this in mainstream news articles now. That comes to mind, there's the whole series that's done by CNN that's called The Empowered Patient, and it's actually mostly written up by their staff doctor. But what it is, it's the common theme there is just as the name implied, and it is empowered patient. We have to get out of the modality of thinking that the doctor has nothing but our best interest at heart, and the doctor knows everything.
Right, that the doctor knows everything, that there's somehow some kind of divine agent that's omniscient and omnipotent and understands everything about the human body. You know what, folks? Doug is absolutely correct. We have to take the ball into our own court. And that's one of the reasons why I like the nutritional supplement model so well. It allows you to be your own healthcare guru. It allows you to take control of your health. And that's why getting on a good nutritional supplement program is not optional, folks, if you're interested in health and wellness. It is flat out not optional. This whole idea of just going to the doctor and having somebody fix you is an outmoded way of thinking, and it just flat out doesn't work. A good nutritional supplement program is not an option. It's a must.
Before we close out here today, I think it'd be important for you to kind of outline some of your background as to how you got where you're at now as far as being more of a nutritional guy as opposed to, I mean, you are, after all, a pharmacist, which you think of pharmacy, you think drugs, and as you say, drugs are poisons. And so I'd like the audience to know how you got to be where you're at in that mindset.
Right. You know, and your point, the way you described it is exactly the way it is. Drugs are poisons. And I'm not saying that in a disparaging way. I'm saying that in a literal sense. The way prescriptions drugs work, the way drugs work, is they poison the system to mask the symptom. Literally, they poison the system to mask the symptom. And I noticed this because I was involved in skincare. And in skincare, the skin is very responsive to nutritional deficiencies. In fact, the first thing that heals when you start a nutritional supplement program, the first system that heals is the skin because of the skin's rapid turnover. The skin is constantly growing and constantly moving. And so we notice nutritional healing first in the fast-moving tissue, which is the skin, and also the digestive system, by the way. And the link between the digestive system and the skin is intimate, and it's very important to recognize, and we'll talk about that on a later program. But I noticed that when I started to supplement my patients with nutritional supplements, the first thing that would improve was their skin conditions, whether it was acne or dry skin or rosacea or eczema. And the more I started to explore this connection, the more I saw that skin diseases were intimately linked to nutritional deficiencies. And by the way, what I've come to realize over the last 20 years of doing this is there's not a single skincare issue that we confront, no matter what it is, there's not a single skincare issue that doesn't have a nutritional deficiency behind it. And so as I started to dose my clients, give my clients, recommend to my clients nutritional supplements for their skincare issues, I noticed that their blood pressure would improve, or their menstrual cramps would go away, or their fibromyalgia would improve. And the more I started to study this, the more I saw that not only were skincare issues related to nutritional deficiencies, but all healthcare issues were related to nutritional deficiencies. And given the fact that prescription drugs did nothing Prescription drugs did nothing to heal the body, and nutritional supplementation did. It was just a no-brainer for me to start to focus my practice on using nutritional supplements to heal the body. And that's a very important point, Doug. There's not a single drug, there's not a single prescription drug on the planet, with the exception of an occasional antibiotic or perhaps an occasional chemotherapy agent, that heals a disease. The vast, vast majority of prescription drugs do nothing to heal the disease state. All they do is mask symptomology. Healing the disease state is strictly in the realm of nutrition and nutritional supplementation, because the disease state itself is more often than not caused by deficiencies in these nutritional components. And that's why it's so vital to understand how to use nutritional supplementation and how to use dietary strategies as well. And it's not like it's only a nutritional supplement question. There are wonderful things that you can get from foods, especially from vegetables, but it's just that you're not going to get enough of those substances, and that's why a supplement program is important. Also, if you're eating the wrong foods, not only does that not provide you with the supplementation that you need, not only do the wrong foods not provide you with the vitamins and the minerals and the antioxidants, but they cost you vitamins and minerals and antioxidants. And one of the great truths about diet and dietary strategies is the lower your calories, the less you eat, the longer you live. The less you eat, the longer you live. Calories are a measurement of heat. And the less you eat, the lower your calories, the less heat your body has, the less burning it will do. Tomorrow we're going to talk about something called glycation, and that is the reaction that sugar has with burning up the body. And it turns out that the less calories and the less heat you put in the body, the slower the body burns, and the better off you'll be. So a good nutritional supplement program and good dietary strategies are absolutely vital for health. And one of the main reasons is that a nutritional supplement program allows you to ingest less calories and allows you to put less heat into your system. Well, Doug, that's it for our first hour, our first show on the Bright Side. Thanks so much for joining us today. Thank you, Doug Winfrey, and thanks to all our listeners. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, or if you want to learn more about nutritional supplementation, check out my blog at pharmacistben.com. For Doug Winfrey, I am pharmacist Ben Fuchs, saying good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Have a beautiful, wonderful day. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the Bright Side. Bye for now.
I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.